This is Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your source for NPR news and classical music from Northern Michigan.
Hi, I'm Amanda Sewell, IPR's music director, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda, and good morning, kids commuters. Happy Friday to you. It is the last day of Wendy Carlos Week on IPR's Kids Commute. And since we have Amanda here with us right now, Amanda, we're going to hear from a performer today who we don't usually think of as a classical music composer. We've given lots of hints. What performing artist are we meeting today with Wendy Carlos?
Well, today we're going to spend some time with none other than Weird Al Yankovic.
Yay! I love Weird Al Yankovic. Let's find out why. Why do we love Weird Al Yankovic?
Our listeners have probably been wondering this week why on earth the Quizlet was Weird Al Yankovic when we're in the middle of Wendy Carlos Week.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. In the late 1980s, their record label said, why don't you two make an album together? Wendy Carlos had just mastered this new thing, well, new at the time, called MIDI. And many of our composers out there will be familiar with MIDI, or the Musical Instrument Digital Interface. And this was really new then, and Wendy Carlos had just figured it out. And so the record label asked her to do an album with Weird Al.
Now, MIDI is a thing that makes a computer sound more like a real musical instrument, yes?
Yes, and MIDI is closer than some of those earlier synthesizers that we heard, but it still has a little ways to go.
Now, they got together. Again, this is an odd combination of Wendy Carlos and Weird Al. And what did they do?
They did one of the most famous and well-loved pieces of classical music for younger audiences of all time, Sergei Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf.
Now, with a wacky guy like Weird Al Yankovic, this has to be interesting.
Yeah. Well, our listeners who know Peter and the Wolf know that there is a standard narration that goes with it, and each character in the story, Peter and the grandfather and the wolf and each of the animals we meet along the way, they're represented by different musical instruments. Well, Wendy Carlos did those musical instruments using MIDI, using digital synthesis. And the narration, shall we say, that Weird Al did, he took a little artistic license with it.
Hello, boys and girls. This is a story that I like to call Peter and the Wolf. Are you sitting comfortably?
Are you?
Good. Then let's begin.
So when you hear it, you may say, wait a minute, that's not exactly the Peter and the Wolf that I remember hearing narrated by, say, Leonard Bernstein.
This is Leonard Bernstein, and I'm going to tell you the story of Peter and the Wolf. Now, usually before this piece begins, the speaker explains how each person or animal in the story is described by a certain instrument of the orchestra. But I'm sure you know all that already, don't you?
Very nice, right? It's a very, very intellectual guy. We'll just let Weird Al take it from here.
Once upon a time, I think it was last Thursday, a boy named Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. On the branch of a big tree sat a little bird.
Al is quiet,
said the bird.
Holy cow! A talking bird!
Thought Peter.
Oh, I have to tell you, kids commuters, that is one of my all-time favorites. Wendy Carlos and Weird Al with Peter and the Wolf. And we are going to add that to our Maya mix this week. That is what we have at our website, kidscommute.org, where you can hear all the music, the without excerpts, the full pieces of all the music we've had for that week on Kids Commute. So you can find that for this week's episode, Wendy Carlos Week, at kidscommute.org. And here's the thing, you know, you might think of MIDI as sounding kind of cheesy, but I really think Wendy Carlos makes MIDI sound way better than it usually does. And there were times listening to that whole thing when I cannot always tell the difference between the MIDI and real instruments. Wendy and Weird Al, we love you. That's it for Wendy Carlos Week on Kids Commute, and congratulations to all of this week's Quizlet aces. You were all entered to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packets of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce, along with Finn and Jesse and Lucas from Traverse City, Tobias in Honor, Skyla in Manistee, Louie in Arcadia, and Joel in Clay Township. And I'm excited to tell you we have our first ever monthly grand prize winner of those 50 packets of Go-Go Squeeze, and that winner is Fiona from Reed City. Congratulations, Fiona! Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. Congrats to you, Fiona, in Reed City. Thanks again to our music director, Dr. Amanda Sewell, for her expertise this week. Don't forget, her book is called Wendy Carlos, A Biography. You can find a link to it at our website, kidscommute.org. Tony Barrow is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Happy Friday. See you next week.